I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. Have you heard of the musical genre exotica? For starters, it was named after a 1957 album recorded by the late American pianist and composer Martin Denny, a.k.a. the father of exotica, a style often associated with lounge music. In part, exotica plays homage to 20th century tiki culture, a North American creative impulse aligned with art, music, and entertainment, liberated from Polynesian, Melanesian, and Micronesian cultural expressions found in nightclubs and restaurants in the U.S. after World War II. Denny played a significant role in popularizing the style worldwide from his many years as a touring performer. Denny and other composers helped to perpetuate the popularity of exotica, whose name was coined by Liberty Records co-founder and board chair Cy Rabanker. The term exotica is intended to represent a musical colloquialism, an ersatz, that is, a non-native, imitative reflection of genuine Oceania, South Asia, Hawaii, the Amazon Basin, the Andes, and the Caribbean, fused with stereotypical musical mutterings gleaned from the continent of Africa. The sound of exotica relies heavily on many instruments, including conga and bongo drums, flutes, reeds, strings, gongs from Indonesia and Myanmar, bells from China, striking bamboo sticks, logs from Tahiti, the Japanese koto, shrieks and bird calls, both uttered by human voices, and the roar of big cat-like creatures. Being audibly drawn into the sound of exotica isn't precisely a challenging musical assignment for the ears, or the mind, for that matter. Instead, it aims to replicate a margin of authenticity as a modest, unintrusive expression of entertainment that mirrors and identifies with a handful of ethnocentric sounds rendered in a non-intrusive manner. It is fair to expose exotica's kitsch persona that, in some cases, uses exploitive cultural elements that are unflattering and socially questionable. Yet the genre retains a notable degree of intrigue that is charming, fashionable, and historically valuable when one considers its imprint on American popular culture in the mid-20th century, and possibly even earlier, after a close review of jazz compositions like Caravan in 1936 and Pyramid in 1938 by Duke Ellington and Juan Tosol. These works and others may have foreshadowed America's growing curiosity about the music of faraway places. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.